Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, let's hear from Marissa. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now here to expose election fraud. And by the way, I'm now being sued by Eric Coomer of Dominion fame, the head of security and strategy, for profiteering from exposing election fraud. So quick housekeeping note. A, I'm not profiteering. When you let people come to a conference and they get to choose their price, that's not a pro tip for making money. Two, my wife and I committed we wouldn't take a single dime of income from these events. So I want you to know we're doing this to help save the nation, just like you all are doing. We're all in this together. We're all here fighting to expose election fraud. And our next presenter, he's 6'8". He weighs somewhere between 205 and 285 pounds. Stand your feet and greet my good friend, Seth Castro!
Phoenix, how are we doing today? You guys know what I'm going to talk about today? We are going to get into the best tax reforms in 2022. All right. The best is yet to come. All right, we're not going to be talking about that. Now, who knows that you are in, since World War II ended, one of the most reliably Republican states in the country? It's true. In 1948, Harry Truman carried Arizona and carried Maricopa County. And since then, the state has only cast its electoral votes one time for the Democrat nominee. Of course, this is before 2020, for Bill Clinton in his reelection in 96. And even with that loss, Bob Dole still carried Maricopa County. So Maricopa County is a tough nut to crack. It's a little bit weird to me that Donald Trump came in 2016 with fewer votes than Romney in 2012, but still carried Maricopa County, and then set a Republican record by gaining 248,000 votes over his previous total in 2020 to lose the county for the first time in 72 years. So I guess it's a symptom when you're about to lose a county for the first time in 72 years to have a 96-mile car parade. But that's neither here nor there. But on the topic of Republicans, we have many different types of Republicans, as you know. You have the America First brand. And then, of course, you have the standard neocons who start wars that we can't win and promise you things that never come to fruition. And on the topic, what is the difference between a neocon establishment Republican and a catfish? Anybody? One is a scum-sucking bottom dweller, and the other's a fish. I would have told a longer joke than that, but Clay has one of those candy cane hooks in the back to yank me off the stage if I go long. So we're going to talk about the election in Arizona, but it's going to be in a different slant than you're used to hearing, because we've all heard Maricopa County, Maricopa County, Maricopa County. I'm going to put some numbers in perspective for you on Pima County, but I'm also going to discuss what must be done going forward, not only in respect to the 2020 election, but in future elections, because truthfully, this is a two-front war. We have to do two things at the same time. It's going to take you guys breaking up to solve these problems. So if we let 2020 go, stop talking about 2020. That is the new precedent. Hey, you had a record of 702,000 votes for Democrats in Maricopa County. That's the most they ever had. And now there's 1.04 million Democrat votes presidentially in Maricopa County. So if there's not remediation of this election, then you can bet your bottom dollar that all those practices and procedures that were put in place to allow that vote total to happen will continue. And you will be a blue state. 62% of your vote comes from this one county. Who thinks that Trump carried Arizona in 2020? Okay, now be honest with me. Who is underwhelmed with the execution and the unveiling of the Maricopa County audit? Well, I wasn't looking for applause on that. I'm looking for a show of hands. It looks like it's about 50-50. Okay, look, here's the deal. An election permeated with fraud. Is that an election? Did the audit reveal fraud? Okay. There's always things that can be done better on execution, there's things that can be rolled out better. It seems that there could be interference with the way the audit was put out there. But let me remind you, between what Doug Logan and Dr. Shiva put out, there were over 74,000 ballots that had absolutely zero business being cast whatsoever. We had a massive mismatch in voting files. There were over 250,000 corrupted ballot images. And the independent canvas results revealed phantom voters at least 96,000 in a prorated estimate, 174,000 lost or discarded votes. So truthfully, we may not even know how many votes that Donald Trump had in any state in the 2020 election, let alone Arizona. But you do know, for a state in which the certified total sits at just over 10,000 votes, hey, I just talked about your canvas. Everybody give Liz Harris a round of applause. In a state decided by just over 10,000 votes, we certified not only the results of the presidential race, but at least a dozen races here in Maricopa County that I find questionable on benefit of both parties. Hey, a serious issue. Slide, please. I'm going to show you this. I came up with this recently. What do I mean by net new two-party votes? Well, what year came before 04? What election? 2000. Okay, so when I show you 322,000 GOP votes, what I'm saying is George W. Bush gained 322,000 votes over his 2,000 total in the state in 04. So he netted 322,000 more votes, so he came in at 1.1 million votes. His opponent, John Kerry, gained 208,000 votes over Al Gore's total from 2000. So 04 was a high turnout election that put us on the current turnout trajectory. This is why my analysis begins with 04. And you can see when you combine the two major parties, so two-party votes, there were 531,000 new two-party votes in Arizona. Just so you know, one of the main narratives used to justify red states turning blue is population gain. Do you have a state nearby that sends its people to you? You may not know this, but Arizona grew larger from 1990 to 2000. And from 2000 to 2010 than it did in this past decade, according to census numbers. Only 760,000 net new residents in the past decade compared to 1.2 and 1.5 million in the decades before. So really, are the vote totals justified? Slide, please. Look at 08. John McCain, hometown man, 126,000 new votes over Bush. Obama with 141,000 over Kerry. So 267,000 new two-party votes. Slide. And now look at the 2012 election. This is something we saw all over the country, a very low enthusiasm election. Romney barely gained over McCain. Obama actually lost votes in a state that is growing. So you can see that there were 6,000 fewer two-party votes cast in Arizona in 2012. Now we're going to move into the Trump age. Slide. Trump barely gains over Romney. So you can see this period of stagnation within the Republican Party in Arizona, which remained Republican in all four of these elections. Clinton with a gain of 136,000. So you can see when the Democrats are adding votes statewide, that median number when they gain is 141,000. The median number for the two parties is 267,000. So bottom line is, if you're looking at 2020, you can estimate 250,000 new votes between the two parties, or maybe on a high, 500,000. Slide. What if you saw that number? 409,000 new Republican Party votes in a Republican stronghold. So what are behind the question marks? Anybody ready to see this? Anybody ready to be sick? Slide. So in a state that the Republicans don't lose, driven by a county the Republicans don't lose, with vote gains like that for Republican to lose the state, is that the year that Arizona is going to be lost? Slide. That's what it looks like on a graph. These are votes by party, red Republican, blue Democrat. You can see the tighter margin for Trump in 2016. So Clinton had 140,000 gain. Trump barely gained over Romney, but still won the state by 3.5 points. So it looks like this state is trending Democrat if and only if the Republicans stay flat, if they can't gain votes because the population gain will put the Democrats over. So let me show you how Trump's gain on a graph looks. Slide. Does that appear to be the year, if you're forecasting, that the Republicans are going to lose their grip on Arizona? Because they can't gain anything from 2004, but always win the state. And then they gained 409,000 votes statewide. Slide. Just for that to happen. By 10,000 votes. And it took 10 days to count all the votes. Keep in mind, was an audit of an election that ended in November and started in April, 5 months to the beginning of the audit. Do the math on that. Slide. This heat map. Somebody corrected me on my comments. It's actually called a chloropath. Anybody heard that word before? So it's called a heat map in my book. Maricopa County, Pima County, this is 77% of the vote in the state. Just like Texas, 88% of the vote is urban and suburban. You got to clean up Maricopa County. You got to blow out the rurals. And then you need to keep Pima County if you're a Republican. And you will still win the state, which still has a Republican Party advantage of 3 points. Slide. And we're going to click through Pima County quickly. We've talked about Maricopa enough. I appeared on a presentation with Pima County a month ago. Some of you may have heard that. But Pima County, this is a 22,000 vote Democrat county in 04. Slide. And then you can see the shift here. McCain gains a little bit. This is his home state, but Obama gains 13,000. So it's roughly a push. The county's 8% more Democrat than it is Republican. You can see on the left that identifier. Slide. And here is your shift away from the Republican Party, beginning with Romney in 2012, a loss of 8,000 Republican votes, but also a 5,000 vote Democrat loss. So a low enthusiasm election. And then we'll see how the county responds to Donald Trump. Slide. Trump is also down 7,000 votes. The Democrats are up 23,000. So right now I've identified two Democrat gains. We have a gain of 13,000 and a gain of 23,000. And the last gain came with a substantial 7,000 vote GOP loss. So Trump is clearly toast in this county. The Republicans haven't gained a vote since 2008, which is why in 2020 Trump said, slide, I'm going to gain 40,000 votes in Pima County. Almost as many votes as Clinton had in 2016, many of that being the Hispanic working class crossovers to Donald Trump and a reconsolidation of the Republican base. The most I can forecast here would be, you know, a 23,000 vote gain like we had last time. We could even double that. I'm a generous guy. Why don't we give them 50,000 based on their registration number for the past year? That would put them somewhere in the 270s in Pima County. Slide. Or 305,000. In a state decided by 10,000 plus votes. One of her canvassing findings is phantom voters. Phantom registrations are also being found in Florida, and they're also being done by party to give the illusion that counties or states are trending in a certain direction. Slide. That's what Pima County looks like on my graph. You can see a substantial gain for Trump in 2020. This is a new Republican base, the minority working class, and a reconsolidation of your standard conservative voter. Slide. So in conclusion, we're down to our final 2 minutes. We have to decertify Maricopa County. This is the civil rights issue of our time. The audit was not a recount. It is not a recount. All the lies that came out called it a recount. Biden won by 300 more votes. It wasn't a recount. Okay, the Texas Secretary of State, to my surprise, released audit results internally that showed the similar issues here. 450,000 duplicate registrations, registrations of dead voters that should have been taken off the rolls, illegal aliens voting. The election in Maricopa County was not an election at all, and because it must be struck. Number two, we're going to have to move forward by removing some dead weight. Okay, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. Is derelict in their duty to serve the residents of Maricopa County and by default have cheated the rest of the state out of their proper electors. So you need to replace them all. I don't care if you're a plumber, a salesman, a window repairman, somebody that works in an auto shop. Run for office and replace these people. And finally, you can find it on Liz's report. We need to put some changes in place. Okay, we need precincts under 1,000 voters. We need a ban, an outright ban on mail-in balloting. With the lone exception of overseas military and professionals that can't report to vote on election day, and we need to restrict early voting. Why do we even call it election day if it's election month? So I'm going to leave you with that. I thank you for your time. I'm going to be out and about. If you want to say hello, I'll keep my vest on so you can spot me. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, let's hear from Seth Keschel. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow morning, quick housekeeping note. Tomorrow morning, we're going to get started at 8 a.m. Dr. David Martin has an elongated presentation he wanted to share. And so for the sake of time, for those of you who want to see Dr. David Martin's presentation on a specific plan to stop the COVID-19 pandemic, that's at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Also, Amanda Grace will be teaching you how to blow a shofar. And you need a shofar to go far. So you're like, I don't know how to blow that thing. I just carry it around with me. She'll teach you tomorrow morning. Also, tomorrow at 8 a.m., we're going to get started. At 8 a.m. tomorrow, if you want to get here early for some bonus presentations from Dr. David Martin, Amanda Grace, and others. Also, we have some praise and worship tomorrow morning at 9:15. If that's okay to have praise and worship at a political event, if that's okay to have praise and worship, we're going to do that tomorrow morning. So 8 a.m. tomorrow. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here to explain how the COVID-19 hospital CDC recommended protocols are actually mass murdering patients. It's my good friend, Dr. Brett Abbott.
Hello, Phoenix. All right, so supposedly you speak for 15 minutes. I just told it's now like 12 and a half. Now I've got like 7 minutes. Okay, Clay says 7 minutes, baby. All right, so 7 minutes. So let's get started. Anybody here, raise your hand if you think remdesivir is beneficial. Raise your hand if you think remdesivir is safe and effective. Okay, good. That only took 30 seconds, Clay. All right. No, I'll actually show you some stuff. All right, so here we go. I'm really glad that a lot of the world has actually been awakened to, been warned. It has been my attempt this entire last year and a half to try to preserve as many lives as possible of innocent human beings. That remdesivir drug that's been used throughout America since March of 2020, is responsible for 90% of all the COVID-19 deaths that you see reported right now since the pandemic. America still has more dead people from COVID-19 than any other country in the whole world. We're the only country doing one thing consistently this whole time. Other countries started using it at the end of 2020, beginning into 2021, like Brazil. Brazil now is the second highest death total of all citizens for one country. We're number one at 850,000. 90% of those, I guarantee, are from remdesivir poisoning, not from COVID-19. Brazil is up at 630,000, but there's still no other country with 700,000. Brazil, in the first week of March 2021, and since then until now, have only authorized one drug to be pumped into the veins of all innocent Brazilians, and that is remdesivir. So if you want to know why those two countries are leading the world in death, the entire world, it's because of this one drug. Now, this is a QR code. Next slide. Let's just go. If you guys don't have that, make sure you get it. I'm just going to reference this quickly. This is the Ebola trial. Well, Anthony Fauci lied and said in May 2020 that remdesivir was proven safe and effective against the Ebola virus in Africa a year earlier. This was a study done on 4 experimental drugs. Anthony Fauci said remdesivir was proven the most safe and effective, so now we're going to pump it into all the veins of Americans during COVID-19 and still today. What was the actual result when I went and looked at this study in May of 2020? Next slide. This is the table. Halfway through the study, the safety board for the Ebola trial that Anthony Fauci funded solely, the safety board had a humongous issue when they observed data halfway through this year-long study. Look at remdesivir up here. There's 4 drugs listed. ZMapp is first, remdesivir is next, MAB114 is third, and then Regeneron. Everything but remdesivir is a monoclonal antibody experimental drug. Remdesivir is the only drug on this table that has a death rate of over 50% of everyone they gave that drug to in that trial. And this is the drug Anthony Fauci selected. This is when I realized Anthony Fauci was lying to everybody. All right, next slide. This is in May of 2020 when I discovered that article. Remdesivir in November of 2020, the same year, 5 months later, the World Health Organization went public and said remdesivir should not be used on any hospitalized COVID-19 patients ever. That was in November of 2020. We're in January of 2022. Do you want to know what the NIH says is still the only FDA-approved drug to be pumped into the veins of all COVID-19 hospitalized patients? Remdesivir. I want to go to the next slide here. This is in the same article. This is on NBC News. Next slide. All right, inside this article, Gilead actually reports to the World Health Organization that their drug causes acute kidney failure. Isn't that interesting? The Associated Press has tried to fact check me on this claim. Isn't that weird? I got all this stuff. All right, next slide. It gets worse. I have been speaking nonstop that the Gilead study in March of 2020, 2 months before Anthony Fauci said remdesivir is our savior drug in all hospitals in America. I said from that study, Gilead published that within 10 days, 5 to 10 days, remdesivir caused multiple organ failure, acute kidney failure, septic shock, and hypotension in 31% of everyone they gave that drug to. So I have said nonstop, they're going to put you in the hospital, shove this drug into your veins for 5 to 10 days, and they're going to cause acute kidney failure, multiple organ failure, and you're going to die. 30% of all of you. It's currently, statistically, per the Medicare CMS data, 26.9% of all people given remdesivir in America that are Medicare aged for 5 days die. That percentage is way higher than the less than 1% of all worldwide individuals dying from COVID-19 who are infected. Now, this is something that's come to light just in the last few months. This is in October. Do you see the date? October 13th. This journal is called the Cardiovascular Toxicology Journal. They published in October of 2021 that remdesivir causes cardiotoxic effects. In fact, if you look at the, there's a sentence here I'm going to read here. Remdesivir can also induce significant cytotoxic effects to cardiomyocytes, which are heart muscle cells. That is considerably worse than chloroquine cardiotoxic effects. This drug is being published that they now know it kills heart cells. And it's more deadly to heart muscle cells than chloroquine is. Do you know what's amazing about that statement? In May of 2020, when Anthony Fauci put out his memo, he said remdesivir is the only antiviral experimental drug we're going to use for COVID-19 patients. He then bashed one drug and one drug only and said this one cannot be used because it was proven, he said, to cause heart failure, cardiotoxicity to hearts, and then death to COVID-19 infected patients. The Cardiovascular Toxicology Journal just 3 months ago said the effects of remdesivir on heart muscle tissue is deadlier and worse than chloroquine is. Do you see how big the lie is? Have they pulled this drug yet? What happens when you kill a heart? You kill a patient. So not only does it cause acute kidney failure, liver failure, it causes heart failure. In fact, go to the next slide. This is inside the actual study that was published. It says, here are some reports, and it goes through the multiple things that happen to the cardiovascular system. Sinus bradycardia, AFib, you'll see AF on there, prolonged QT interval. That slows down your heartbeat. You get really lethargic and really tired. How many people come out of a hospital, even if they're recovered from remdesivir, who can't gain their energy even a year later, and they call it long haulers COVID? It says, in few cases of cardiac arrest and complete heart block have occurred with remdesivir infusion. This is an extremely dangerous drug. Just know that. All right, next slide. I have actually made the entire world aware that the NIH had a chart called Table 2E. Raise your hand if you heard me talk about that. The whole world was downloading this chart on the NIH's website that was updated July 8, 2021, and it listed three drugs that were approved for COVID-19 hospitalized patients, and it included remdesivir. Second drug was ivermectin. People were using this chart, as I told them, to print it out and give it to your doctors and hospitals and tell them ivermectin is approved. Stop lying to me and saying it's not. We have saved thousands of people's lives with that chart. Every day since I've been pumping that out to legislators, audiences, you name it, I've known they were going to update that chart. This is the December 16th update. Yeah, we have their attention. They updated this chart. It's now called Table 2F. And next to the name Remdesivir, as you see on there, it says approved by the FDA for the treatment of COVID-19 in individuals older than 12. I want you to go to the next slide, further into the actual chart. Now it lists ivermectin, and they put a statement under there. It's not approved by the FDA for treatment of COVID-19. Also, the very first side effect that I pointed out to everybody that was listed next to ivermectin, there was a bullet point right above dizziness that you see is the number one right now. There was actually the number one adverse event said, generally well tolerated by all. And I literally stand in front of audiences and circle with a laser pen the term generally well tolerated by all. Notice which one and only side effect they removed from that chart. You don't think they're paying attention to Dr. Artis? Yeah, I've got their attention. All right, so you just need to know that they are going to take every attempt to thwart the ability to use other treatments that are proven safe and effective. Hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine are way safer than remdesivir. Ivermectin, way safer than remdesivir. But they don't want you to know that it is approved or safe. So they're going to continue, as we unveil things that they're hiding from you, they're going to change that information to keep you confused, lost, and only use remdesivir. Right now, this chart only says remdesivir is the only FDA-approved drug. Right now. So everyone needs to get an advanced medical directive to physicians form and a medical power of attorney form and have it at home. You can get that at thedrartisshow.com if you want. We have one written there by an attorney. You got to have this in place up front. Next slide. Okay. Everyone needs to know this resource, c19early.com. It's a one-page website updated every day, and they look at all research studies from around the world of every nutrient, every over-the-counter medication, and every drug being prescribed to treat COVID-19 hospitalized patients. This is the update as of yesterday, January 13th. Look where remdesivir falls on overall mortality for everything being used around the world. Mortality. The first column says improvements in COVID hospitalized patients and their percentages if using any of those things. Remdesivir is at the very bottom at 19% success. Everything else just about has a better outcome than remdesivir worldwide. Next slide. Early treatment studies are also on this list, or on this, that gets updated daily. They actually give you the percentages of improvement for early treatment. I'm going to do you all a favor. If you actually will just look at this every day, if you want to know what's better than any drugs being prescribed, hospital protocols being suggested, just look at this actual page every day, c19early.com. I'm going to do you a huge favor. There are multiple nutrients on here. If you look at vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin C, zinc, if you look at those, they all have better outcomes than remdesivir does. And I'm going to put up on the slide, next slide, take a picture. I went ahead and did this for you. Every nutrient that outperformed the drugs, I actually put them up here. And I put the link that you go directly to that has all the research studies and the doses that I put up here that they found were better to be COVID-19 considered early treatment. These are all natural. Take the pictures, share it with everybody, and then go and fact check it all by going to those links. One of the things that are miraculous that have always been in the top 80%, 90% is iodine sprayed into the nose, gargled in the mouth. Why? This is a respiratory infection. Gets inside your nose and inside your mouth. Gargle povidone iodine. The instructions on how to do it, I put it there for you so you can have it. Next slide. 144 plus studies now confirm on brownstone.org that natural immunity is far superior after getting COVID-19 infection than the vaccinated immunity. Paul Elias Alexander, I'll give him the credit. He's the one compiling all this work. Thank you for all you do. It allows us to educate audiences. Brownstone.org, 144 studies, and I want to point out one. One out of the 144. I don't know how many you need to convince you that God is greater than man's creation of vaccines. There's 144 for you, right? You're proving it. The European Journal of Immunology published, and it was peer-reviewed September 24th of 2021. And they confirmed that 13 months later after infection, you had robust immunity after having COVID-19. Pfizer and Moderna right now are telling you their immunity only lasts 6 months. Already natural immunity as of September was proving Natural immunity is twice as good as their artificial immunity. Trust in what God created. Stop trusting that man is telling you they created something in a lab that makes God's creation better. He never did. Here's 144 studies plus, and they will continue to grow. Anyone, and I mean anyone, who tells you to trust a vaccine over God's creation, don't trust them. Trust in God, trust in your own immunity, and give your body the stuff God put on earth, like that list I gave you of the nutrients and plants that support the human body he created. Everything on earth he put on here for you. I'm Dr. Artis. Y'all be safe.
Okay, I got two quick questions for you, Dr. Artis. You've been to multiple of these events. So far, people have said that at the events we pray to Satan and that we drop anthrax on attendees. Have you seen this happen in the past, just for clarity here?
Never have I ever seen prayers other than to God and our Lord. We are in a mission, and I've tried to do this for everybody. Our mission and my mission 100% has been to try to protect humanity. And I don't care what it is, whatever minuscule upsets you have with each other, what disagreements you may have, there is one thing that everyone on this circuit is united in. Evil abounds in great numbers, and they are trying to destroy your liberties, your freedoms, your happiness, and your health. And all of us are showing up for that one reason. If there's anything attempting to try to ruin what we're trying to accomplish here by preserving lives, it is all flat-out lies, or someone's creating it, trying to insert themselves into this and destroy its mission and ability to be successful. But we will succeed. God's overseeing it. And I trust in God more than man. Just don't forget that.
Final question for you. What's that website one more time? What's that website one more time?
Mine is thedrartisshow.com. Oh, can I say one thing real quick? Pfizer and Moderna have printed on their fact sheets that a side effect of those shots, the mRNA shots, is myocarditis and pericarditis. It actually says that. This is a side effect of the drugs. On thedrartisshow.com, I've hinted this at various events. I actually got with a 40-year board-certified cardiologist named Dr. Thomas E. Levy. And on my site, we released three 10-minute videos for $10 with a PDF that you can download. We actually teach you how to reverse myocarditis, how to reverse hypertension naturally, and how to beat chronic COVID they call long haulers COVID. I just want you to know, every side effect and symptom of long haulers COVID is identical to the symptoms of myocarditis that both COVID causes, remdesivir causes, and the vaccines cause. I am determined to protect as many of you as possible. They killed my father-in-law. I'm not letting them do it to another one of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, let's hear for Dr. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you keeping score, so far today we've kicked out CNN and we've kicked out Vice so far. So we're just getting warmed up, kicking out the lamestream media. And it's because we only want the real media that's going to report the facts at these events. Okay, so that's why we have the real media here. And one of the leaders of the new media is an organization called American Media Periscope. And ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is the host of American Media Periscope. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand up.
Thank you. Let's hear it for the brave, brilliant doctors. They are the warriors of our time. Hello, Phoenix. I've got to move through this quickly. I want to thank, first and foremost, Clay Clark and General Michael Flynn for doing God's work in organizing these events. It's an honor to be here on this platform. Yes, the glory does go to God, but please stand up and show Clay Clark some love and support. The man is under fire by the fake news media and the deep state, and we support Clay Clark. I will lay out in the next 10 of 12 minutes just how it is that we are, in fact, winning this war, as our good friend Dr. Andy Wakefield told us. I will also go over President Trump's statement on COVID and the vax. But before I do, President Trump and the White Hats need our help. So what can you do? Number one, refuse to be fearful. Number two, do not comply. We know why. If we comply, we die. Become a digital warrior. How many people are following general advice some years ago, sharing the information on social media? Digital warriors, beautiful. So refuse to be fearful. Run for office. Show up at the school boards and the city council. And again, as General Flynn has said before on one of the previous platforms, we already have a president, and his name is Donald Trump. So support your commander in chief. Let's talk about the plan. A lot of people say there isn't a plan. I'll challenge that right here and now. Let's talk about the plan. Expand your thinking. Mentioned over four dozen times in the military manuals. How many people have heard the term devolution? Raise your hand. Beautiful. 70% of the room. And thanks to our good friend Patel Patriot for this open source intelligence information that he provides. We are at war. We are under a wartime command structure, and a military operation is underway. Devolution, in part, is continuity of government. What President Trump did was issue a series of executive orders that paved the way, as defined in this open source intelligence in the devolution series, which I urge you to become familiar with, to help us make sense of all this madness. Visit devolution.link and visit AmericanMediaPeriscope.net, where each and every Friday, the show host, Sean Morgan, on Making Sense of the Madness, interviews Patel Patriot for updates as this unfolds. This series of information explains the executive orders that delegated authority to President Trump's inner circle. And through this process called devolution, under this wartime command structure, there will be continuity of government as we begin to remove the belligerent occupiers from the captured operation of Washington, D.C. This is underway. Yes, D.C. is a captured operation by foreign powers and treasonous domestic enablers, and you know who they are. This stolen election by foreign and domestic enemies will be exposed and decertified. Remember this, President Donald J. Trump never conceded. And if he did, send me that link. In fact, Eric Trump, in our last conference, stated this, and I quote, "I promise you, help is on the way." I take Eric Trump on his word. This unrestricted warfare that has been declared upon America and the world will not end the way the corrupt politicians, the CCP, and the deep state intended. Their time is up. They know it. And we will be restoring the republic and resurrecting America from the very clutches of evil that we see before us. So let the battle play out between two shadow governments, Klaus Schwab and the deep state shadow government, and what President Trump and the White Hat set up. Who's going to win? The shadow government that is in the light, and we know who that is. So I want to state right here, right now, for the record and for posterity, that there is, in fact, a plan, and it is underway, and it is unfolding in God's time. The big flip is close at hand. Learn about it today. Do your own research. Don't take my word for it. So clap your hands, if you will, if you believe there is, in fact, a plan. God bless you for being awake. While we have a long, hard, and dangerous way to go, and it will get worse, in my opinion, before it gets better, know this, and know this in your hearts, we are winning. People ask me all the time, when will President Trump be back? Seems the goalpost keeps being moved. I simply say this. The answer is in God's time. And think in terms of checkpoints and events, not dates. Checkpoints and events. Connect the dots. You tell me who's winning. All you have to do is go to foxnews.com. Don't watch that, but I mean, look at the news that they put on the website. And what you will see is who's winning, who's being exposed. What is actually happening there? So check that out. And thank you, James O'Keefe from Project Veritas, exposing Fauci the fraud. Perfect timing. And Rand Paul for grabbing and exposing and destroying Fauci the fraud. These are our heroes. And the COVID narrative is now a crisis of credibility. The cover-up is beginning to bring them down. All hell is about to break loose. Ted Cruz and others for exposing the false flag, no insurrection, insurrection on January 6th. That false narrative is imploding. Go to AmericanMediaPeriscope.net and on our homepage, click and watch the film Capital Punishment, and you will get the truth out there. If 10 or 20 million people saw that film, we would accelerate our movement. John Durham is busy. I've been saying that for years. He indicted a Clinton lawyer. He arrested Igor Deshenko, who was the subsource funded by Hillary Clinton and others. You know that, right? Yeah, the fake news doesn't want you to know that. Maxwell Epstein, we see what's happening there. Guilty on 5 out of 6 counts. We're waiting for the sentencing, as I understand. Here are some other little interesting tidbits. Some CEOs that have stepped down. Coincidence? I don't know. Bezos, Gates, Jack Dorsey from Twitter, a name change at Facebook, Walmart CEO, CNBC CEO, Kamala Harris's camp. They're running for the hills, are they not? Everybody wants out. And Jussie Smollett was exposed. And of course, Cuomo, Fredo, whatever you like to call the two brothers, we know that they're no longer affiliated with CNBC and other situations. But know this, there's over 150,000 federal sealed indictments. Okay? They'll be unsealed. A team of over 1,000 lawyers and over 10,000 medical experts led by Dr. Reiner Fulmich have begun legal proceedings against the CDC, the World Health Organization, and the Davos groups for crimes against humanity. And our good friend, attorney Tom Renz, often on this platform, is suing Fauci and the rest of these people. Pray for these people. Support these people. And further expansion. Now, this is not a conspiracy. Look it up. Don't take my word for it. We all know many of the conspiracy theories of yesterday have proven to be the conspiracy facts and realities of today. There's further expansion at Gitmo. Gateway Pundit published this a couple of weeks ago, and so did the New York Times discuss this. The Department of Defense is constructing a new courtroom of war crime trials at that Caribbean spa, better known as the Guantanamo Bay. There is a plan. President Trump told us the media is the enemy of the people. The world has come to know of that. Thank you, sir. The mainstream media is also in a crisis of credibility, and checkmate is coming. They're in violation of sections codes 2384 and 2385, seditious conspiracy and advocating the overthrow of a government for knowingly reporting false information, thus aiding and abetting the enemy and overthrowing a government. They too will be going down. And the tech giants manipulating the election results, you watch what happens later this year and moving forward. Now, can you say Truth Social? Truth Social, not an accident. Yes, Mr. President, the best is yet to come. And the patriots in this room and the patriots across this country and freedom-loving people all over this world are very hard at work with and for the White Hats. I've got to wrap up in 3 minutes. I respect the time of the speakers. My name is John Michael Chambers, the creator and founder of American Media Periscope. We are not alternative news. We are the news. We are now the news. We are a broadcasting company and online digital news network. Visit us at AmericanMediaPeriscope.net. At Periscope, we deliver the news behind the news, the story behind the story, as we are, in fact, on the pulse of truth. We have a mission unlike any other broadcasting company today, because our mission is centered around you. It's centered around freedom, and it's centered around seeking the truth. I'm also pleased to announce that Emmy Award winner Graham Ledger, formerly of One America News, has joined the team at American Media Periscope. So Trump and the vax, I have to close out. Please put this up on the screen to our producer behind me. Please, many people are concerned about the president's statement with Bill O'Reilly and Candace and so forth. I, for one, am not. And so I encourage you to text AMP right now on your cell phones. AMP, text AMP 720-637-8127, and you will receive a link that will bring about a greater understanding of the strategy of President Trump and the vax from our perspective. And on January 19th, we are broadcasting a panel of 7 powerful influencers of our time who will comment on that for all of us. We are at war, and Donald Trump is our commander in chief, and I'll explain that perhaps in another talk. All right, I've got to wrap up. I want to say this. The battle that we are in must be won or all is lost. It's either us or them. President Trump said this back then, and I quote, "We must not surrender to the false song of globalism." And so I'm asking each and every one of you to join this incredible movement. I'm asking you to dream big and bold and daring things for your family and for your country. And I'm asking you to believe in yourself again. And I say this, when your children and grandchildren ask you, what were you doing when the global governance was being thrust down the throat of America and the world? What will your answer be? Freedom is up to us. So continue to fight for what's right. And remember this, everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end. So hold the line, patriots, with everything you got and where we go. God bless you, you're beautiful.
One more time, let's hear for John Chambers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a meet and greet event where you can... How many of you are enjoying being around other people that understand that a mask doesn't work? How many of you like being 6 inches from each other? Now, maybe you need 6 feet, I don't know. But the point is, we want you guys to meet each other. So after this event, you have these new connections, new friendships. And so to make that happen, the Flyover Conservatives, they're hosting a meet and greet tonight. And so without any further ado, I want to introduce the host of the Flyover Conservatives, David.
Hello, patriots. So excited to be with you all. You know, our slogan at Flyover Conservatives is wake up, speak up, and show up. We all wanted President Trump to do 80 million things to save our country, and we are trying to inspire 80 million of us to do one thing every single day to save our own country. Yeah, I mean, it's so true. If you look around the room, each person that's in here is an important piece of the puzzle. So turn to your neighbor and say, thank you for being an important piece of this puzzle. Thank you. And we bless you. We bless you to realize that you were born for such a time as this, and truly this is the best time to be alive.
We have the distinct honor of almost every day. We do two or three shows a day, and we're talking to the brightest minds in their category of expertise. And we just get to be a fly on the wall and soak it in with people like General Flynn and Dr. Christiane Northrup, and just in awe. Just in awe of how good God is to bring us all together for such a time as this. Y'all, uniquely equipped. We've all been prepared our whole lives. You didn't even know it for right now. And that puzzle, it needs every single piece. It's such an important thing. So we love everybody coming together because you know what the enemy wants? Wants you alone. When you get alone, you get scared. You get confused. Fatigue sets in, and fatigue makes what? Cowards of us all. We don't need any more cowards. We need leaders. We need people waking up. But coming together is what creates that. That's why you guys are here this weekend. This is different than watching it streamed at home or anything else. You're in it amongst us, meeting new friends, meeting new people. And that's what's powerful. Remember the very first event we went to in April? You know, that's where the Iowa Mama Bears came. And they like, oh, we're going to go home and do our thing. Everybody has a thing that you have to go home to do because nobody else lives on your street. You live there. I don't. I don't have access to your neighbors, you do. So we got to come together and everybody goes home and does their part. So we love giving things away. Got a t-shirt here that says, wake up, speak up, and show up. Because everybody's got to do those three things every day. You got to wake up, but then you got to open your yapper, not to your own little echo chamber. You got to open it up and make a difference. You got to speak up, but you also got to get off your butt, get out of your house, and go show up. And make a mess someplace. Do something. Do the next right thing. Here's a shirt. We also love to give away bottles of water. You go by our booth outside. We got bottles of water. We'll give you those. We just want a gift that we want everybody just moving, making friends, meeting people. We'll give you a couple of gifts real quick. If you want to come to the party tonight, just and meet. This is going to be our most chilled out one we've ever done. Everybody's going to just hang out and get your picture taken. Mel Kay and some of our friends and guests are going to be there. Get a meet. Oh, you like Mel Kay? maybe even Scott McKay. He's no relation to Mel K. It's a different K altogether. But we just have fun. Everybody's just Patriots rolling up their sleeves, doing Patriot stuff. So what you need to do, if we have a graphic for it, you can text us to the number, pull out your phones, text 40509, the word party. You're texting to the number 40509, the word party. You're going to get an automatic reply with the directions, things that you need. I want to give you one more quick gift. This is a gift. Again, I sit there every day. We're hearing Brian Artis rattle off stuff faster than I can't even catch it all, and I'm the one hosting the show. Dr. Christiane Northrup and Dr. Sherwood, everybody's got a protocol, right? And so we took all of those resources, we put them together, Dr. Christiane Northrup's book and Dr. Sherwood's protocol, Dr. Zelenko's protocol, put them all into one resource that you can download, text, and have. So we're going to give you that today as well. Text the same number, 40509, text the letters VAX, V-A-X, and you'll get that resource. Let me give you one other free one. We had General Flynn on our show, and he's kind of big on the Constitution, kind of thinks people should read it at least once in their lifetime, if not maybe annually. So text the letters GF to the same number, 40509, text the letter GF, bada boom, bada bing. You'll get a copy of the Constitution sent to your phone, and you can share it to your little socialist nephews that just got out of college and whatever else you want to do with it, but it's an incredible document that's right there for you.
So bless you all. Thank you. We'll see you at the party.
One more time, let's hear for the flyover conservatives. All right, now to introduce our next speaker, we have an intro video. Devin, hit it. Or it could get awkward.
Hi, everybody. Waiting for the video.
I went with defiance already. We had a paper that we wrote that cited 50 references from the NIH, from JAMA, from reputable sources. The evidence was there. We wrote a paper, published it, and it showed 2 + 2 = 4. Common
right.
sense, intuitive, healthcare, that budesonide is the answer.
The evidence is there. Oxford University has done the randomized controlled trial that just one of the possible treatments, budesonide, can prevent 90% of hospitalizations. Can you imagine 90% of 500,000 would be 450,000 Americans that died? They usually die in the hospital. Does that mean 450,000 Americans could have possibly been saved if they were treated with early effective treatment?
I'm Dr. Larry Burchette, MD, an actively practicing ER doctor and the medical expert for Fox in San Francisco. Let's get into this viral video by Dr. Richard Bartlett, who claims to have the silver bullet treatment for coronavirus using inhaled steroids, budesonide.
Effective treatment that's cost-effective, readily available at every pharmacy.
Budesonide. And so is it done in an inhaler?
It's an inhaler. And so it does actually come as an inhaler, but I'm using it in a nebulizer machine.
That's simply false. Very common medication that nobody knows about. I just have to laugh.
But others in the medical community aren't convinced it's what it's cracked up to be.
There is no silver bullet at the moment, and there might never be. For
there is no silver bullet response to the virus at the moment.
He claims inhaled steroids are the cure for COVID-19.
And I wish it was as simple as that.
The CDC also says there is no known cure for COVID-19.
There are people that are believe that budesonide and taking zinc is working. Is there any downside to doing it?
You know, there's a placebo effect to make you feel yeah. better and less anxious, but in reality, doctor, it doesn't have any effect.
And a community-used asthma treatment appears to reduce the need for COVID patients to be hospitalized. Oxford University researchers studying budesonide found that inhaling the steroid can reduce the risk of urgent care by 90% when compared to usual care.
Oxford University showed that 90% of hospitalizations and ER visits could be prevented with just one medicine by itself against COVID, budesonide, early treatment. They did 2 randomized controlled trials, not just one, but 2, the principal trial and the Stoic trial. And Oxford concluded that 90% of hospitalizations could be prevented with just that.
Maverick doctor, Dr. Richard Bartlett from West Texas, he made the national news by saying, you know what, I think inhaled budesonide works. And he said this early in the spring, and he was on national news. He said, you know, I'm trying it. I'm a doctor. I'm trying to help my patients. I am using empiric treatment. I know there's no randomized trials, but he was doing the right thing.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet and greet Dr.
Thank you. If you'll let them come up. So, how about that? Hello. Early treatment saves lives. Not a new idea. Thank God for Governor Ron DeSantis. Early treatment saves lives. Let's give it up for Ron DeSantis. Let's give it up for Rand Paul while we're at it. You've seen a clash between the truth out of Rand Paul and someone who's been dodging the truth, right? All week long. Let's give it up for Rand Paul one more time. I was talking to him this week on the radio about what's going on, and early treatment does save lives. And he's talked about all the things that he talked about with Fauci beforehand in secret at the beginning of this, thinking that he might actually be wanting to solve this, that he lied about over and over again to Rand. And so we talked about that on the radio this week. But early treatment saves lives. And I want to give credit where credit's due. 3 months into the pandemic, I work as an ER doctor. And I was doing a 48-hour shift in the ER. And we were told there's nothing you can do. And I was between patients. I'm a Christian, so I was praying to God, Lord, what do I do if someone comes in here and they say they can't breathe and they're dying from COVID? And I was distraught. I was taking care of lacerations, car wrecks, heart attacks. But what do I do if someone has COVID? We were told there's nothing you can do. And so I had a break between patients and I went to the call room taking a cat nap. And before I woke up, boom, I had a strategy given to me of three medicines, budesonide, an inhaled steroid, aspirin, and clarithromycin, that antibiotic. And I've seen overwhelming success with it. But it's just like God to not only answer prayer, not only have an answer to a problem, not only to have a provision before there's a problem, but to pick Oxford University to validate it? How about that? So, thank you, Lord.
Keep it real. Take your own pill.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to Stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Gonna get the green light from Mom.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.